News now.
The president plans to resume in-person campaigning. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. He's been sidelined for more than a week by the coronavirus, but later today, President Trump will address supporters at the White House.
I feel really good. I feel very strong.
The president speaking to Fox's Tucker Carlson.
The event is intended to address peaceful protesters for law and order, according to an invitation. With a crowd gathering on the White House lawn, the president is expected to speak from a balcony in the afternoon.
Fox says Jared Halpern. On Monday, the president is scheduled to hold a rally in Florida. It's unclear if he's tested negative yet for the virus. Stunningly reckless and irresponsible. That's how Joe Biden's campaign sums up the president's plans to hold an event at the White House. The campaign says the president seems to be living in an alternate reality where he's not sick and contagious. Before the president's diagnosis, the two men were supposed to meet in Miami next week for debate number two. It's now been canceled.
The Commission on Presidential Debates said in a statement it will now turn its attention to the final debate on October 22nd at Belmont University in Nashville. After the commission announced a virtual debate following the president's COVID diagnosis, the Trump campaign said at first it would not participate, opting for their own rally.
Fox says Gernal Scott, Biden also made contingency plans. Drenching rains and punishing winds. Tropical storm Delta came ashore last night in Creole, Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane.
Still getting the heavy rainfall across Louisiana, portions of southeast Arkansas, western Mississippi. Looking at additional amounts, 4 to 8 inches kind of in that area. We've already seen some totals as high as 15 or 18 inches.
Mark Chouinard with the National Weather Service. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller, host of the podcast, The Dennis Miller Option. Your source for opinions, stories, possibly, well, probably a few laughs.
Going in to perform surgery on Darth Vader or something with that mask.
Join me and my crew each week as we give you our take on current pop culture, politics, and really anything that pops into our mind.
Use the forceps, Luke.
Listen and subscribe to the Dennis Miller Option for free.
On Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
When it comes to checkout, a Wells Fargo checking account and contactless debit card let you get right to it, like this.
All right, so today your total comes out to $18. Oh, speedy.
Or like this.
A soda and a bag of gummy worms. Yum. That'll be, oh, wow.
And like this. With a Wells Fargo contactless debit card, you can quickly tap to pay, be on your way, and bank without missing a beat. Visit wellsfargo.com/keepthebeat to learn more.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Hoping to make quick work of next week's confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, Senate Democrats are opposed. They argue it's too close to the election. They also cite the dangers posed by the coronavirus. Also being talked about, the prospect of packing the court if Democrats gain control of the White House and the Senate. Presidential nominee Joe Biden and his running mate haven't said if they support that.
There's something weird about Joe Biden standing up and saying, I'm not going to tell the voters before you vote whether I'm willing to destroy one of the pillars of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, one of the pillars of our society. There's something fundamentally dishonest to the voters about it. It's because their answer to that, as I said, is yes.
Senate Republican Ted Cruz, according to a newly released Fox News poll, 39% of those surveyed favor adding more seats to the court, 41% are against it. A toddler who ran off a trail at Yellowstone National Park suffered severe burns after falling into a hot spring near Midway Geyser Basin. Park officials say the 3-year-old was airlifted to a hospital yesterday with second-degree burns to the lower back and body. Earlier this year, a woman fell into a hot spring near Old Faithful while taking photos. After many of us skipped a summer vacation because of the pandemic, one travel website says lots of Americans plan to be on the move this winter.
Travelocity says 45% of families are planning a trip this winter, and a third have already booked it. That's good for the local economy, hotel bookings, restaurant reservations, and shopping.
Lauren Simonetti with Fox Business Network. Despite the anticipated uptick in travel, fewer Americans are expected to travel home for the holidays. Online shopping during the holiday season is expected to rise by 30%. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
In Maryland, the earlier accident on the ramp from southbound New Hampshire Avenue to the outer loop cleared, and the ramp has been reopened. Now, you will still find some road work if you are traveling on eastbound 66 in Fairfax, right at 123 exit 60. Looks like that left lane is closed. Watch out for slowdown through that work zone, and you will still find some road work on northbound 395 from Washington Boulevard towards Boundary Channel Drive along the right side. Watch for delays there as well. Now, from GarageRepair.com, the WML Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies to start out the weekend. Temperatures will be mild still, into the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the 60s. For your Sunday, rain will develop. The heaviest will be late in the day. We're talking the afternoon and evening into Sunday night. High temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
There is no better place to get in on all the football action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. And to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, every pass, every catch means more with DraftKings. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings app now and use code DCWINS. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the Week 5 action. Enter code DCWINS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code DCWINS only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is an important message for military retirees, their families, and active duty family members. Did you know you have a TRICARE Prime option that gives you more without costing you more? For more than 35 years, Johns Hopkins U.S. Family Health Plan has delivered high-quality care to military beneficiaries. Visit belongathopkins.com to learn more about the difference Johns Hopkins U.S. Family Health Plan can make for you and your family. That's belongathopkins.com.
In business, things move quickly. You have to be ready to shift, pivot, adapt, then do it all over again. Comcast Business gives you fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. And for a limited time, you can also get fast shipping with Amazon Business Prime Essentials. Wow, that was fast. So no matter what comes next, you can do more than bounce back. You can bounce forward. Help your business bounce forward with this amazing new offer. Get started with powerful internet for $69.99 a month for 24 months with a 3-year agreement. And ask how you can get 1 free year of Amazon Business Prime Essentials on us. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online today to find out more. Offer ends 11-15-2020. Restrictions apply. Limited to new Comcast Business 100 megabits per second internet customers only. Early termination fee applies. After 24 months, monthly service charge increases to $99.99 a month. Equipment, installation, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change. Call for restrictions and complete details.
Don't miss the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WMAL. Learn how you can earn a full-time income as a short-term trader. That's the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. The question line is 888-646-8787.
For the ones working tirelessly to keep their coworkers safe, for the ones rising to new challenges, for the ones rebuilding stronger than before, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, free access to product specialists, safety recovery guides, and 24/7 support. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Vonner, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. And if you checked out maybe around 6 o'clock last night, haven't been following things too closely, a lot going on in the world, let me tell you, especially in the world of politics and debates. What's next for President Trump? What's next for Joe Biden? And you got a little insight into it yesterday as the president appeared on Rush Limbaugh's program for 2 hours yesterday here on WMAL. The president went on Fox last night and did his first really television interview in person. First time since he has been recovering from coronavirus. Now, to kind of bring you up to speed on what's going to happen with the debates, because we had all anticipated something would happen on Thursday, October 15th, the president turning down a virtual debate concept that had been proposed. So as of this morning, the Commission on Presidential Debates said there will not be a Thursday meeting between President Trump and the Democratic nominee Joe Biden. It's all over the disagreement about the format. Now, we've heard that Joe Biden is planning a town hall on Thursday. So what is the Trump campaign up to on Thursday? Well, some news was broken last night with Martha McCallum on Fox. Jason Miller, White House spokesman, was there. And here's how he described what's going to happen on Thursday with President Trump.
It'll be multiple channels, multiple networks that you'll see the president on. We'll have a town hall format, so we'll be taking questions from actual undecided voters. And if you go back to 2016, I mean, quite frankly, this is one of President Trump's best formats. And the reason why I like it is he really cuts through the nonsense. He talks to people in real terms.
So what networks are going to be doing that, Jason?
I got to let the networks go and announce it, but you will see, Martha, and it's going to be pretty cool.
So that was a surprise to a lot of people. So that came from Jason Miller last night, and that's what we expect to see. So it appears that we could have dueling town hall meetings on different networks this coming Thursday. Now, on top of that, the president has announced that he will be having a rally at the White House today. 2,000 people have been invited. The president will be speaking from the balcony to the crowd. Then the president is off to Sanford, Florida on Monday for another rally. So the president is back on the road. Wow. It changes every 15 minutes, so you have to kind of stay with WMAL throughout the weekend to stay on top of all this stuff. Now, as you heard yesterday, President Trump was here on WMAL with Rush Limbaugh, a two-hour radio rally, of course, here on WMAL and across the country. And the president, I listened to most of it, playback of most of it, and the president sounded great. He was not missing a beat whatsoever, had 100%, if not more, of the energy that we all know President Trump for. So he's raring to go. And one of the things that was talked about yesterday was Rush and the stimulus package. Now, this was a bit of a surprise. And as we know from the debate and from what the president has said later in the week, he had basically broken off the negotiations over the stimulus package. Well, yesterday, he wants a stimulus package. He wants an even bigger one than the Republicans had proposed, and here's how he described it.
What's the status of the stimulus package now, the COVID stimulus package?
So I'd like to see it happen because it wasn't, look, a lot of people are being hurt because of China. It wasn't these people's fault. I would like to see a bigger stimulus package, frankly, than either the Democrats or the Republicans are offering. I'm going in the exact opposite now, okay? I mean, I'm telling you this. I'm telling you something I don't tell anybody else because maybe it helps or maybe it hurts negotiations. I would like to see a bigger package. I'd like to see money going to people. It was not their fault that China sent in the plague. It wasn't their fault. And China's going to pay a big price.
So that was President Trump yesterday on the Rush Limbaugh Show. Now, some more news yesterday is this discussion from Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, proposing to establish a commission on the 25th Amendment. And, of course, that involves what would happen if the president were to become incapacitated. And there's a lot of kind of process on that that we're going to get into with John Gizzi this morning. He'll kind of walk us through the process and what Speaker Pelosi is proposing. But some people are saying that this is directed at President Trump. Other people are saying that polishing up the 25th Amendment may be directed at Joe Biden. Well, here's how President Trump addressed it yesterday with Rush Limbaugh.
Joe shouldn't be a candidate. Joe's in no condition to be a candidate.
Well,
we
say
it nicely or we can say it badly. The 25th Amendment, that crazy Nancy's playing around, she's gone crazy. She's a nut job. But this 25th Amendment, I think they put it in so they can get Kamala in replacement.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's a trial run to see if they can kick Biden out of it. That's exactly right, sir. It's not aimed at you.
That was the first thing I thought of. And by the way, the Republicans have been really very good to me.
Well, so that's President Trump with Rush Limbaugh. Here's how Nancy Pelosi kind of laid it out.
This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents.
So that's Speaker Pelosi, and obviously we've got a lot more to cover on this and all of the news from the week and overnight. We're going to be talking, of course, with Jennifer Harper at the Washington Times. She's got some fascinating poll numbers for us, especially on how people feel about how they're going to vote. And obviously the big discussion points on, are you voting in person? Are you voting by mail? By the way, have you gotten your ballot yet? We'll also be talking with Jim Trustee this morning, and of course he covers the legal beat for us, and we're going to get into kind of the details of what happened with the Governor Whitmer plot out in Michigan, the details behind that, crazy stuff going on there. John Gizzi joins us. We're going to get the latest from John, of course, on the 25th Amendment debate, and also we'll take a look around the country at the various Senate races with John Gizzi this morning because there's a lot going on there. Cheryl Atkinson has some interesting information on the violence in Chicago. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up later on this morning, and always going to get into things with Tony. With Tony this morning, we're going to hit things like the Barr-Durham investigation. And it was a little bit of a surprise to the president yesterday as to what's going on with that. And we're going to get to that very shortly. Also, Hillary Clinton's email, some developments there. We'll talk with Tony about that as well. And also be talking with KT McFarland later on this morning. And, of course, KT, having worked so closely with the president, will be getting her perspectives on his return to the spotlight and his recovery from coronavirus. It is 6:17. It is the Saturday morning update, and let's check the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In Virginia, there is still a work zone in place if you're traveling on eastbound 66 between 123 and the Beltway. Looks like they're along the left side, but also along the right side, so two lanes squeezing by in the middle, but traffic is slow through that area. On 395 northbound approaching Boundary Channel Drive, you will still find some road work along the right side. That is causing a brief delay. Keep in mind that if you are traveling in the Bethesda area on Wisconsin Avenue southbound between Middleton Lane and Commerce Lane, watch out for some long-term construction in the right lane. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies to start out the weekend. Temperatures will be mild still into the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the 60s. For your Sunday, rain will develop. The heaviest will be late in the day. We're talking the afternoon and evening into Sunday night. High temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
59 degrees in the nation's capital, 6:18 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update. Thank you for joining us. I'm Rick Fowler, and we continue on. We're going through some of the cuts from yesterday when Rush Limbaugh and President Trump got together. You heard it here on WMAL. And one of the things in listening to it, there was some breaking news during the radio rally, and that was a report that Attorney General Barr had been telling people that the Durham report would not be coming out prior to the election, the results of the Durham investigation post-election now. Well, President Trump, a bit surprised.
I think it's a disgrace. It's an embarrassment. I'll probably be disappointed because this stuff should have come out a year ago anyway. These people have to be brought to justice, but they should have been brought to justice before the election. But if we don't win this election, if we don't win, that whole thing is going to be dismissed. If Bill Barr actually made that statement, I would be very disappointed in him.
So that's President Trump. And one of the other things that is kind of interesting is a Gallup poll came out. And it talks about whether people are feeling better than they did originally when Trump came into the White House. Kind of interesting numbers. And Rush Limbaugh is asking the president about that poll.
that Gallup poll that shows 56% of the American people think they're better off now than they were 4 years ago, even in the midst of pandemic.
Right.
There's another part of that poll when they ask people after the, you know, who do you think's going to win and how do you think it's, when they ask people, who do you think is actually going to be elected president? You are the,
by a lot.
By absolute lot. And that poll, that's never been wrong, by the way, sir. That question has never been wrong.
They say, who is your neighbor going to vote for?
Yeah, exactly.
Saying,
who do you think your neighbor is going to vote for? Exactly.
And they know their neighbors. No, because people don't want to get involved. I mean, you know, they, even the signs, we have signs all over the place. We have signs in states, but they steal the signs. People steal the signs. And they're stealing, you know, it's a well-known thing. They're stealing the signs. No, our enthusiasm is far greater than it was 4 years ago. Far greater, because they love the job we're doing.
So that's President Trump, of course, that yesterday here on WMAL, Rush Limbaugh, a radio rally with millions of listeners around the country. And again, the president making an appearance today at the White House, expected this afternoon, 2,000 invited guests. He's on to Sanford, Florida, on a Monday rally. And I want to turn to Vice President Biden. We've got a clip here of the vice president yesterday in Arizona. And it's kind of ironic. A lot of the focus this week has been on fracking and packing. Of course, the fracking in Pennsylvania and other states for energy, and the packing of the Supreme Court. Now, Biden has dodged that question. Kamala Harris dodged that question in the debate, and boy, Mike Pence really, really pressed her on it. And then the vice president was speaking yesterday in Arizona. He came out of the presentation and was confronted by reporters, and the question was yelled to Joe Biden about that. It's Joe Biden yesterday in Arizona about court packing, and would he tell us if he will pack the court?
You'll know my opinion of court packing when the election is over. Now, look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking it. But you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that.
Okay, so he does not want to answer the question. She does not want to answer the question. I think we can all probably answer the question. 6:22, it is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. A lot more to come. Stay with us.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Register for free today.
Join us online for our virtual presentation on addictions, chemical and emotional, on Wednesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 43 years of practice and over a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at cordellcordell.com. That's cordellcordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Saturday at 5 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
Dear Novak, I like that our usage is updated monthly through the website, so I can see what we're using.
Dear Novak, I have lived here for 11 years, and my power has only gone out once. Prices are reasonable, and communications are frequent.
Dear Novak, you help protect the environment, offer excellent customer service, and help protect wildlife. Thank you, Novak.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Novak, power you can count on.
Many schools are using remote online learning to start the school year, but do you worry about the quality of education your son is getting? Vince Colonnais here, and I want to tell you about Fork Union Military Academy. They are still accepting enrollments for an in-person classroom experience this fall. Located in Central Virginia, Fork Union Military Academy is one of the nation's leading college prep boarding schools for young men in grades 7 through 12. Would your son learn better with a bit more structure? Fork Union's unique one-subject plan curriculum really works to help students reach their full potential. In fact, 100% of their graduating seniors gain college acceptance. Plus, Fork Union emphasizes traditional core values like respect, integrity, faith, character, and discipline. While the school year has begun, Fork Union is still accepting fall enrollments for a safer on-campus learning experience, guaranteed to help your son achieve success in the classroom, in athletics, and in life. Visit ForkUnion.com. That's ForkUnion.com.
...627 Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and much of the conversation is about the security of ballots and the potential for fraud when it comes to mail-in ballots. And I want to take a moment to go into some detail. It's one story, but I want to go into detail on it because it gives you an example of what could happen anywhere in the country. This is one where they just happened to find out what was going on. And this is a report from a local television, the local CBS affiliate in the Dallas area. And it involves a mayoral candidate in Carrollton, Texas, not far from Dallas. The candidate in Carrollton has been arrested and charged with voter fraud. The Denton County Sheriff's Office says Zol Mirza Mohammed is in custody. He's been charged with 109 felonies related to voter fraud. The investigation began September 23rd. The sheriff's office was notified by the Denton County Elections Office of possible fraudulent activity related to absentee ballot applications. Officials say the ballots had been requested to be sent to a post office box in Lewisville, Texas. It was supposed to belong to a nursing home facility. When investigators made contact with the Carrollton residents whose ballots had been requested, they learned that none of the residents had asked for ballots to be mailed to the post office box. Further investigation revealed the post office box had been obtained with a fictitious Texas driver license and a fictitious University of North Texas student ID. To find out what was behind the scheme and who was behind it, officials began a surveillance of the postal facility. Well, a box of the requested ballots was picked up at the location on October 7th. Investigators followed the person back to a home. They contacted a judge. They got a search warrant for the house. Once inside, the deputies found the box containing the requested ballots with several of them open. The fraudulent driver license used to rent the P.O. box was also located during the search. Well, whose house was it? You got it. The mayoral candidate. He's in custody. And that's just one example. And they say there's no potential for voter fraud and it's 100% safe, right? Sure. We'll talk with Jennifer Harper and Jim Trusty coming up in the next half hour. Stay with us right here on WMAL.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh, my God. I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses. Snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on, breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want. Plus, act now and you can get $1,000 off LASIK, saving big on getting sight today. Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and treat every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Call LASIK Plus today at 844-337-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. And remember our $1,000 off special when you're treated by the end of October. Get rid of your hassles and save today. That's 844-337-2020 or LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in October 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
This is Mike Donovan, host of Not Free America on Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on WMAL FM 105.9 in the nation's capital. This weekend on Not Free America Radio, economic disaster looms as our GDP crashes. What does losing a third of our economy really mean? Meanwhile, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo takes quarantining travelers to a new extreme. And we talk facts about qualified immunity in the American police state. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on Not Free America Radio.
I love your new deck, Ann.
Thanks, John. Long Fence took 20% off.
Wow, wish they gave that deal on fences.
They'll give you 20% off your new fence, too.
Wait, so Long Fence takes 20% off any deck or fence?
Yep, they'll come to your house and find out exactly what you want and give you a free estimate.
Well, enjoy your great deck.
You're leaving the party?
I'm gonna go call Long Fence.
Get 20% off any deck or fence at longfence.com.
In news around the country, Delta has been downgraded from a once powerful hurricane to a tropical storm. It is moving inland across the U.S. South. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Delta came ashore Friday evening in southwest Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane. It has quickly weakened and has become a tropical storm as it moves inland. Forecasters say the storm is moving to the north-northeast on a track across central and north Louisiana. President Trump has time running out before the election, but he is looking to get his campaign back on track. He will host a rally at the White House today, 2,000 invited guests. He will speak from the balcony, and then he is headed to Sanford, Florida, for what he calls a, quote, big rally in Sanford, Florida, on Monday. And as you heard yesterday on WMAL, he held what his campaign billed as a radio rally as he dialed in to host Rush Limbaugh. We're at 6:33. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, getting reports of a crash now in the Manassas area on 28 southbound near Maplewood Drive, so use some caution if you're traveling there. Now on eastbound 66, right at 123, making your way to the Beltway, you will still find some construction along the left side that is causing a brief delay there. Also, do keep in mind this weekend that there is a ramp closure to be aware of. The ramp from Stringfellow Road heading towards 66, and from 66 to Stringfellow Road will be closed to convert them to full-time two-way travel ramps, and that should be in effect until Tuesday. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies to start out the weekend. Temperatures will be mild still into the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the 60s. For your Sunday, rain will develop. The heaviest will be late in the day. We're talking the afternoon and evening into Sunday night. High temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
59 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:34.
There is no better place to get in on all the football action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. And to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, every pass, every catch means more with DraftKings. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings app now and use code DCWINS. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the Week 5 action. Enter code DCWINS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code DCWINS only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Saturday morning update. So glad you've joined us, and always great to be joined by Jennifer Harper. And of course, she pens Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. And how is everyone after this very long week?
There's been a lot of criticism of the Biden town halls, the makeup of the supposedly undecided voters, and the softballs that are lobbed by reporters. You've got an outlet that kind of summarized it.
Yes, you know, we're always frustrated with media, but if you're getting really frustrated, this is an editorial. This is part of an editorial that appeared in the New York Post, which I thought was very terse in their judgment call here. And here's what they have to say about Joseph R. Biden. TV networks are airing free infomercials to help Joe Biden, then pretend absurdly that they are being even-handed. ABC, CNN, and NBC call them town halls. NBC this week even tried to fraudulently pass off blatant Biden backers as neutral, uncommitted voters. Again, this is the New York Post I'm reading from. And they're complaining, as you mentioned, that there's just a whole volley of softballs and loaded anti-Trump questions going on in all these things. And they say clearly, left-leaning outlets are terrified of putting Biden on the spot with real questions. And they, the Post cited ABC, NBC, and CNN in particular, but they said, if Joe Biden is to lead the nation, Americans should know where he stands before voting. Networks do the nation a major disservice by defrauding viewers and not putting Biden to the test. And that kind of takes that complaint about media bias going a little further, because it is a disservice to viewers and voters, because the election is going to be here before we know it, and we need to know about Mr. Biden.
While we're on media, a lot of COVID-19 ads are out there, and you always are watching polls and research on what Americans are feeling. What are they saying about some of these COVID ads? And tell us which ones we're talking about here.
Oh, goodness. Well, I kind of was very taken with this. This is coming from Adweek, actually. This is a major advertising industry source, always a good read. And they are now reporting very seriously that consumers are, quote, burned out by all of those ads about the coronavirus pandemic, which are kind of either smarmy or disingenuous. Here's what they say. In the first months of the pandemic, brands created an onslaught of uplifting ads that mostly delivered a similar message of, we're all in this together and we're here to support you. As the pandemic raged on, consumers have had enough of that messaging. Again, this is coming from Adweek. I kind of like this. And that this news organization says that the majority of consumers now think that these ads are, quote, pandering, and very few think they are thoughtful. So where can brands, desperate for a new message to take to consumers, to help them find a happy place? How about nostalgia marketing? Again, this is coming from Adweek. They say nostalgia takes us back to the past, is familiar and certain, which enables it to fulfill a core psychological need for security. And this is, again, coming from Adweek. They say that there is strength and value in reliving positive memories. And I immediately thought, all of the Republican strategists and ad makers should read this essay, because I think they might be able to tap into some Reagan fare if they want to help Republicans relive their positive memories. So, again, if you're sick of those ads for COVID-19, you're not alone.
So while we're in the media department, Fox News has been busy recently. A couple of milestones for them recently.
Yes. Boy, there were two big ones this week. In fact, during the much-talked-about and controversial vice presidential debate between Mr. Pence and Ms. Harris, Fox News broke the record in terms of viewership. I'll just put it that way. They had 11.3 million viewers. According to Nielsen Media Research, they beat everyone. They beat ABC, NBC, CBS, all the rival cable news networks, CNN, MSNBC, left them in the dirt. Again, This is a historic moment for Fox. They get a lot of them, but this has set the highest-rated vice presidential debate in cable news history. Again, that's 11.3 million viewers. And part two of all that this week is that Fox News Books has arrived. Yes. They have, Fox News has signed a major book deal with HarperCollins Publishers. Now, this is the second largest book publisher in the world. They have operations in 17 countries, okay? So now we have Fox News Books. This is a new imprint. It's going to, and this will scare you, Rick, this is going, they're going to be featuring titles from all the major Fox News personalities.
Oh, really? And, what a surprise.
Yes, well, anyway, hold on to your hats, as I say. And this is going to really kind of expand the pretty big media footprint of both these big entities. And according to Suzanne Scott, now she is CEO of Fox News Media. That means Fox News everything, digital and online and on camera, you name it. Anyway, she says, with a stable of best-selling authors already on our platforms, Fox News Books will provide our loyal viewers with more of the compelling stories that they've come to rely on. And you're going to see the first book arrive on November 24th. It's called Modern Warriors, Real Stories from Real Heroes. This is coming from Pete Hegseth. He's a weekend anchor, and he's going to be showcasing highly decorated veterans as they share their war stories, their combat moments, and why they served. And so that's coming up. Fox News Books is here.
Well, it is election season, and all the talk about in-person voting versus mail-in voting, and you're always tracking those polls. So what are the voters saying about how they'll vote?
Well, it's pretty interesting, because I'm sort of toying with the idea of doing the in-person early voting, but whatever. Here's what's going to happen. This is according to an Economist YouGov poll. And it was conducted October 4 to 6, so it's very current. Anyway, currently, 40% of U.S. adults plan to vote by mail. That includes 23% of Republicans, 36% of independents, and 56% of Democrats. A third of them, 33%, plan to vote in person on Election Day. And that's 57% of Republicans, 32% of independents, and 18% of Democrats. Not show up in person. Another 18% plan to vote in person before the election. That's kind of what I'm looking at. But anyway, 17% of Republicans, 18% of independents, and 20% of Democrats agree. And most telling, 8% say they will not vote this year. Okay. 4% of Republicans, 14% of independents, and 7% of Democrats agree with that. So that's kind of what people are planning when the big day comes, or maybe tomorrow.
Well, there was one missing. What percent plan to vote twice?
I don't have that one for you, Rick.
All right. A lot of people have problems with Nancy Pelosi. Now, you have an article about a doctor who has a problem with Speaker Pelosi.
Yes. Well, there is a doctor who has a problem with Nancy Pelosi, sort of is addressing a message to her, kind of like Dr. Pelosi. And we're talking about Dr. Mark Siegel. He's actually a clinical professor of medicine at New York City University's Grossman School of Medicine. He's a Fox News analyst, and he has a message for Mr. Trump's most outspoken critics. He was troubled by the fact that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she's publicly speculated about the use of steroids with Mr. Trump and his treatment for COVID-19. She wondered if it was clouding his judgment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, here's what the doctor has to say to the speaker. To Speaker Pelosi, who is not a physician, I wish she would stop pontificating on the president's health, given that not only isn't she a physician, but she hasn't seen his chart. And this is what Dr. Siegel told primetime Fox News host Tucker Carlson on Thursday, and he has a good point there. The speaker is not a doctor.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, The Washington Times. Jennifer, thank you so much. It is 6:44. It is the Saturday morning update, and we've got Jim Trustee coming up next. But first, let's head over to the WMAL Traffic Center. Michelle Murray is there this morning.
You will still find some road work in Virginia on eastbound 66 between 123 and the Beltway. Along the left and right side, stay to your center of the roadway. We do allow a little bit of extra travel time there. Now, there is an accident in the Manassas Park area on 28. It's affecting the roadway in both directions at Maplewood Drive, so do watch out for delays there. Also on 395 northbound approaching Boundary Channel, you'll still find some roadwork along the right side causing delays. And if you are traveling in the district, do be aware of a new traffic pattern on DC 295 southbound after the 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies to start out the weekend. Temperatures will be mild still into the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the 60s. For your Sunday, rain will develop. The heaviest will be late in the day. We're talking the afternoon and evening into Sunday night. High temperatures in the lower 70s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
59 degrees in the nation's capital at 645 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update continues on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined by Jim Trusty. He is the former chief of the Organized Crime and Gang Section at the U.S. Department of Justice, now a partner at IFRA Law here in Washington. Jim, always good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Good morning.
Thursday, federal and state officials in Michigan announced plots against the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. In the plots, the inclusion of storming the state capitol, potentially instigating a civil war, abducting a sitting governor, all ahead of the presidential election. Now, you've been involved in investigating these types of organizations. What are some of the things that stand out to you here, Jim?
Well, you know, these are challenging investigations for a lot of reasons. I mean, the FBI actually has a pretty long history of finding ways to infiltrate these organizations that are typically kind of separatist. They're political, but they're also kind of social groups. And they tend to be, a lot of them, very sophisticated in ideas of counter-surveillance. And they're good at weeding out threats. So they'll meet in the middle of a forest. They will be extremely distrustful of the new guy, you know, if you're trying to inject an undercover into their organization. So it's a real big law enforcement challenge to get good intel on these groups. Now, thankfully, this particular group seemed to take the social media to spout off some of their thoughts, so that's always helpful. But the other big challenge, Rick, is that you have to develop sufficient evidence to show it's a conspiracy or an attempt to commit some certain crime, but not just arrest people when they do idle talk. And the reality is a lot of these groups sit around in the forest, you know, drinking whiskey, shooting guns, and talking a big game, but they never do anything. Here, I would say, at least it looks like, there's evidence about training, of buying weapons, even conducting a surveillance at the governor's home. So with that in mind, it was time to take these guys down.
So next step will be prosecution, and as you look at what is next in this, what stands out to you as potential hurdles?
Well, the biggest hurdle, I think, is actually a practical one. It's not strictly a legal one, and that is that about half of these defendants are in federal court and half are in state court. So I'd have to look through the indictments in some detail to get a sense of how that division was made. But when you have an investigation that essentially splits into different courthouses, it can create some real issues because the practices in those courthouses and the speed is different. So discovery, you know, the turning over of information to the defense side may be handled very differently in state court than federal court. So that's the big issue that I see just from that initial break in terms of the 13 defendants in half. And, you know, how that plays out is going to take some time to see it. But I expect that to be a little bit of a trouble spot for the prosecution managing the cases when there's different prosecution teams in different courthouses.
So, Jim, the president's come under fire from critics who say that he helped inspire this alleged group. But one of the accused plotters is on video calling Trump a tyrant. So what about the ideology of these guys?
Yeah, well, first of all, the ideology of any of these, like, separatist groups tends to be a little less than perfectly logical. But the bottom line is that this is about kind of hating government and wanting to separate from the entire society and the entire structure of American politics. So it's not really that unusual to have these separatist groups basically lash out at anyone that's in office. So that's what seems to be happening. It's funny, you know, Whitmer and Trump have been bashing each other since the arrest, but the bad guys actually don't like either of them. So I think it's a real stretch to try to attribute this militia to Donald Trump or anyone else for that matter. They're pretty much responsible for themselves.
President Trump on with Rush Limbaugh here on WMAL yesterday afternoon, and Rush Limbaugh basically broke the news to President Trump that Attorney General Barr was reportedly telling people that the Durham report would not come out before the election. What does that mean as this investigation continues?
Well, John Durham is a career prosecutor, so here's the good news. He's not a political guy. Here's the bad news. He's not a political guy. I mean, he is not going to be wedding his decision-making to a political calendar, and really nobody, I mean Trump, Barr, anybody, nobody's going to force him to speed things up to have some sort of result by November 3rd. And keep in mind, he lost 6 months of grand jury availability to the coronavirus. So that's a big gaping problem when you're doing a long-term, intense, probably grand jury-heavy investigation. One other thing, though, Rick, I would say is, I'm not really sure about all this commentary about a report. You know, I don't believe he's a special counsel in the way that Mueller was appointed. And special counsels have a very obvious statutory responsibility to create a report, turn it into the attorney general. Here, I think the talking that's going to be done is going to be indictments. And so we may not ever have kind of a comprehensive single document, but we may have a speaking indictment. It lays out some of the misdeeds of the high-level FBI agents.
Explain this grand jury process to us.
What happens is the prosecutors use the grand jury's subpoena power to gather up records and to make people appear before the grand jury and testify. Now, there's other ways to do interviews, and there's other ways to gather information. But in a complex case and a long-term kind of investigation, it's not uncommon for the prosecutors to be in the grand jury for hours a day, you know, at least once or even twice a week, sometimes more, depending on the urgency of things. So I suspect in the long haul there will be dozens of witnesses that appeared and thousands of documents that were gathered through the grand jury. And the contrast is some cases, even fairly complex cases, you put on an agent from the FBI who gives a summary, and that's enough to get the indictment. So this is grand jury heavy because they're using all of those tools available to really gather up as much information as they can before making a final charging decision.
So what happens if there is a Democratic administration and there are a number of Democrats who may be tangled up in this? What happens if our next president is Joe Biden?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, the hope is that that John Durham's investigation is treated as it is, which is a independent, professionally led inquiry into very important potential crimes. Generally speaking, when there's a change at the top of DOJ, for instance, it doesn't really change the current investigations or cases. Things don't just evaporate or disappear like that. But because this is a case that could touch some really high circles within the Obama-Biden administration, it certainly makes me a little nervous to get to the point at the end of this year if Joe Biden is the president and not have seen something publicly from Durham. But I don't think we're there yet, and hopefully we wouldn't have something quite that obstructionist. Presumably, hopefully, he'd be able to keep going and finish up his investigation either way.
So the nomination process for Amy Coney Barrett heads to Capitol Hill on Monday. What can you tell us about Amy Coney Barrett from your perspective and what to expect?
Well, we're certainly going to see some contention. We're going to see some fighting, mostly speeches as opposed to actual questions and answers. I think it's interesting to kind of handicap what the different lines of attack might be. And the first one will, you know, be out there, which is this whole Catholic character assassination. If you remember when she was put forth for the Seventh Circuit nomination, you have this kind of infamous line from Senator Feinstein about the dogma lives strongly within you. Well, I'm not sure that the senators are going to go quite as blatantly hard on her Catholicism as that question would suggest, but that'll be one area to at least take a look at. I think the other area that you'll hear a lot from senators in the Capitol building will be that she is going to overturn Roe versus Wade. And that's going to be a lot of speech making without actually caring what her answer is, because her answer is going to be, I don't let my private morality dictate the resolution of any case. that may be hard for people to believe, but I think she's at least sincere in wanting to toe that line. But either way, nobody's gonna get from her, yes, I'm absolutely going to get rid of Roe versus Wade, or the opposite. So it's about grandstanding, playing politics, and not really caring what her answer is. Similarly, I think you get the same thing with Obamacare. You know, that's been the more recent concerted attack from the Democratic side of the aisle, is that she is going to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. And again, there'll be plenty of speech making and dire stories of, you know, people being left without medical insurance, but she's not going to give an actual answer that feeds that. So it's just about posturing. The last thing, and I think it's probably a more interesting area of attack, would be that she's just inexperienced, that she's an academic and that she's only had 3 years on the bench in the Seventh Circuit. And so there is some room to question whether this is the type of person, not saying it's a bad person, but whether this is the type of person that has enough judicial experience to be an appropriate justice.
So if the question of inexperience comes up, what do her supporters say?
Well, the best thing they can do is point to Justice Kagan. Justice Kagan was essentially an academic or in political circles, and then she was the Solicitor General, which means she appeared before the Supreme Court to make arguments for just about 14 months, and that's it. So Justice Coney Barrett has more judicial experience than Elena Kagan, and they can really point to the hypocrisy of blasting her for inexperience when the same folks were perfectly fine with Kagan getting her appointment.
So from your perspective, how do you view the issue of experience?
Well, I tend to favor it. Maybe that's because I'm old. But I like to see justices who've had long careers as judges first. But, you know, ever since Bork and ever since the Democratic side went after him for having a long judicial record, this has become less and less common. So we are going to see more candidates that are primarily academics. I have to say my own view of her, and I'm a little bit informed from a mutual friend, is that she's probably just a wonderful person. And I love her family story. I love the way when she was taking the whole family into a minivan to get to the plane for D.C., that her little girl looked up to her like she was a goddess. I mean, it was really a cool kind of image of mom making her way to D.C. for this nomination. So I think there's probably a lot that's great about her in terms of her character and her intellect. But, you know, again, all things being equal, I like to see people that have actually had the black robe on for maybe decades rather than years.
Jim Trustee, partner at IFRA Law here in Washington. You can keep up with him on Twitter at Trustee Lawyer. Jim, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
And you too. 6:57, it's the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Don't miss the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WMAL. Learn how you can earn a full-time income as a short-term trader. That's the Trading Group Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. The question line is 888-646-8787.
Shopping for appliances? You'd think there'd be a better way to get the answers and attention you need. And you'd be right. Shopping at Brand Scarf beats shopping at the big box stores. Bray & Scarf is scheduling one-on-one appointments, which might be the best hour you've ever spent appliance shopping. It's a VIP experience with a Bray & Scarf factory-trained appliance expert, answering every one of your questions and helping you navigate today's appliance shopping environment. Our commitment to service matters now more than ever because COVID has created unprecedented appliance shortages nationwide. Talk to a Bray & Scarf expert about the popular brands you love, including GE Profile, Cafe, and Monogram. With live video shopping sessions from the comfort of your home, answers to all your questions by phone, chat, or text, and now one-on-one appointments, we offer more ways than ever to shop safely and shop local. Get the undivided attention you need, especially now. It's easy. Start by scheduling your one-on-one appointment at BrayAndScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Saturday at 5 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
interesting times,
it's an interesting topic to think about,
can lead to some interesting conversations.
They're spiking up the panic, but you guys keep it real.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I listen for hope. I listen for clarity.
105.9 FM, WMAL. WMAL FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station.